You ready?
We're ready.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock a.m. Friday, January 26, 2007. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting in its own commission hearing room, 12th floor of the State Capitol, for a special meeting. We have just one item on the agenda, and it is the item of in the portfolio of Commissioner Tony Clark. With me today are my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Kevin Kramer and Commissioner Tony Clark. Do you have any welcoming comments, any comments to begin with, Kevin?
No, good morning.
And Tony,
good morning.
We'll go to you then.
I move the commission appoint Alan Hoberg to serve as substantive hearing officer in the Aaron Crowder versus Alltel Corporation complaint, case number PU06458. The reason that I'm making this motion, I hope the commission will concur with it, is simply to remove any appearance of impropriety or conflict of interest that might exist. As you know, the complainant bringing the case actually sits on the Appropriations Committee, and even more than that, on the subcommittee that has the PSC budget. We wouldn't want there to be, for the public, any appearance of impropriety between having an open regulatory proceeding and a legislator who has close contact with the commission budget. So this will just simply put one step in between us in that particular case so that it there is no improper appearances.
And also I think it's good because it the person who has been replying to the complaint on behalf of Alltel Corporation, Rand Kalsh, is also a member of the legislature. And so I think that it's probably this is a good move, I agree, in this particular case. I would like to just put on the record that Senator Crowder did come up today, and he had a question about what this proceeding, what the commission would be maybe doing today at this meeting. And I met with him with Bill Binnick, and we explained the appointment of a substantive hearing officer and how that can happen in any case that the commission makes decisions in.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that ends the items on in this particular meeting, and we'll close that meeting, and we're going to go now to our legislative meeting.